You have now arrived at Slateford, the site of an ancient river crossing, with slate derived from the slate-like rocks in the riverbank. The steep gorge upstream and marshy flats downstream led the village to become an important transport hub. Bridges carry the Lanark Road, the Union Canal and the Caledonian Railway line across the river at this point. The main industries in the village were the bleaching green, printworks and quarrying at Red Hall and Hales Quarry to the west of us. In 1964, the road was widened, losing much of the old village. The old schoolhouse, however, remains and is now home to the Water of Leith Visitor Centre. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, the centre hosts a fantastic, free, interactive exhibition about the Water of Leith, and a host of river and walkway information can be found. It also serves light refreshments. Come on in. The centre is also home to the Water of Leith Conservation Trust, a small charity whose work with volunteers to conserve and enhance the river as a haven for wildlife and an educational and recreational resource for all. So if you fancy rolling up your sleeves and helping the river, why not join us as a volunteer or support our work by becoming a member? Heading downstream from the centre on the new elevated walkway, you will notice the scene is dominated by the Slateford Aqueduct, built in 1822, and the Railway Viaduct, built in 1847. Access by steps has been created linking the walkway to the Union Canal, and here the cycle route rejoins the walkway to head on downstream. This section of the walkway was only opened in 2002, and while it passes through industrial and retail areas, as well as the allotments and Socton Prison, it teems with wildlife and wildflowers. Keep a watchful eye open for the kingfisher with its distinctive plumage and loud, shrill call. The next audio point is at the entrance to Socton Park after you have crossed Gorgie Road.